We start with the name of Allah, praise be to Him. We humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sincere intentions and facilitate for us the rewardable deeds and their acceptance thereafter. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our lecture today is about severing the obligatory ties of kinship. Severing the ties of kinship is among the sins of the body, and it is a major sin. This is done by breaking the hearts of the relatives, by refusing to be good-hearted financially if they need money, or by leaving out visiting them without any excuse. If one usually helps one's relatives, then one lost the money, or one found a more urgent need for it, then one would not be sinful for not offering it to one's relatives. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Verses 22 to 23 of Surah Muhammad dispraise those who cut off the ties of kinship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعَ. This means the one who severs the ties with the relatives will not be among the first to enter paradise. Rather, this person will enter it after being tortured in hellfire. That is, if one dies as a Muslim. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Maintaining the ties of kinship. Kinship includes the relatives, aunts, uncles, and their children. A companion asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, مَن نَجَاتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالْ تَصِلُ مَنْ قَطْعَكْ وَتُعْطِي مَنْ حَرَمَكْ وَتَعْفُو عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. What is the way of saving oneself in the hereafter? O Messenger of Allah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam said, you maintain the tie with the one who detached it with you. You give to the one who deprived you, and you give the one who wronged you. These three traits were among the traits and manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of which is maintaining relations with the king who detached ties with one. This means one has to observe the right that the king has on one by maintaining the ties with them. So it is not permissible for one to treat a relative in a way in which the relative feels cut off and deserted, even if the latter himself does not observe one's right of kinship ties. One must not say, so-and-so of my relatives does not visit me, so I will not visit him. It is prohibited for him to treat the one who severed ties with him likewise. Rather, it is an obligation on him to maintain a tie, even with the one who severed the tie with him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِئِ وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلَ مَنْ وَصَلَ رَحِمَهُ إِذَا قَطَعَتْ. Narrated by Muslim. This hadith explicitly states that there is a merit in maintaining a tie with the one who severed ties with you and the one who did not, rather than maintaining it only with the one who did not sever the tie with you. This is among the good manners that the religion has strongly urged us to practice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who practice what they learn and strengthen our relationship with our kins purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and Allah knows best.